In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Dear friends, today is the feast of Saint Anne, the Holy Mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And on this day, Holy Mother Church bids her children to consider once again God's faithfulness to his promises, that God always keeps his word. And in St. Anne, the mother of the woman who would crush the serpent's head, we see the nearness of the fulfillment of the promise that he made to our first parents, to Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, when he said to the serpent, "I will put enmities between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head, and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel." But today is also the fourth Sunday of the month, during which Holy Mother Church calls us to worship the blood of the second person of the Holy Trinity. As such, it is fitting that we both continue and conclude our mini-catechesis on the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the reality and the devotion. My little children, I have not written to you as to them that know not the truth, but as to them that knoweth. Dearest friends, what I propose to rehearse with you in today's sermon is really old hat, or at least it would have been old hat to any of your Catholic grandparents or great-grandparents who had completed their catechesis in earlier years. But since neither of us was sitting next to your Catholic great-grandparents as they were being catechized about the precious blood, let us revisit the bloody logic that lies at the heart of the Catholic religion. First, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Second, the blood of goats, sheep, and other animals is powerless to effect the remission of sin in and of themselves. In the ages before the advent of the Son of God, animal blood effected the remission of the sins of penitents because that blood signified the blood of Christ. Third, it was the blood of Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, offered on the cross of Calvary that secured the remission of the sins of mankind. Fourth, the hypostatic union of the divine and human natures in the second person of the Most Holy Trinity is the fundamental cause of the power of our Lord's true human blood to effect the remission of all sin. Fifth, while the most precious blood of Jesus Christ possesses the power to remit all sins, only those who repent and believe the gospel, that God was in Jesus Christ reconciling the world to himself, and who are baptized into Christ and thereby made members of his mystical body, will have their sins remitted and enter into life everlasting. Without the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no remission. Now, friends, if these things be true, and true they most certainly are, then it necessarily follows that every approach to interreligious dialogue which diminishes in any man the sense of the necessity of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for his own salvation and that of every other man has arrayed itself against the Lord Jesus Christ, who has shed his own blood upon Calvary for the salvation of every man. The would-be Catholic man who engages his devout pagan, Hindu, Buddhist, or Muslim neighbor in this way, but in ignorance, has confused a fashionable but hateful kindness with divine charity. Every ecumenical endeavor which suggests that a man may secure for himself the benefits of the precious blood which flowed from the lance-pierced side of our Lord Jesus Christ without being incorporated into the mystical body of Christ, born, fashioned, or brought forth by its flow, has already prescinded from the authority of Jesus Christ, who shed his own blood upon Calvary to reconcile all men to himself in his body, the Holy Roman and Apostolic Church. The self-professing Catholic man who encourages and practices communion in sacred things with the Orthodox or with Anglicans, Presbyterians, Baptists, Evangelicals, or any other would-be Christians in ignorance still leads those souls to perdition, all the while thinking it is towards heaven that together they walk. Each effort to rewrite the doctrine of the social kingship of Jesus Christ, a kingship established by the redemption bathed in the precious blood of Christ, each and every effort to rewrite this doctrine and to lead men to think that the shedding of the precious blood of the King of the universe does not create and impose an obligation upon every man in political office to enact laws which establish the liberty and exaltation of the Catholic Church, to direct public order according to the demands of natural and divine law, with a view to the salvation of their immortal souls. All such efforts heap dishonor upon the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The avowed Catholic man, who in ignorance believes and encourages this approach to civil service and public office, still objectively opposes the common good and dethrones the Lord of the nations while ostensibly seeking the well-being of his neighbor and the glory of Christ the King. But, dear friends, the reality is quite different for the man who acts with knowledge. For the pseudo-Catholic man, whether he be cleric or lay, who understands our Lord's true doctrine on these matters, but pursues these paths anyway, reveals that he is not with Christ, but against him, that he is numbered among those who scatter as our Lord gathers, and that he is animated by an active malice towards the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church's principal mission, which is the salvation of souls. For without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Friends, this is the bloody logic of our holy religion. Behold the bloody logic which exposes the depths of the rupture which has thrown myriad erstwhile Catholics and which currently throws countless would-be fervent faithful Catholics into an immobilizing consternation. And do not be deceived either. We are not here by accident. An enemy has done this. And this enemy counts many high-ranking Vatican ecclesiastics among the cadre of his useful idiots. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like to a net cast into the sea, and gathering together all of all kinds of fishes, which when it was filled, they drew out, and sitting by the shore, they chose out the good into vessels, but the bad they cast forth. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall go out and shall separate the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? So, with our Lord's warning still ringing in your ears, on this feast of St. Anne, mother of the woman who crushed the serpent's head, and at the close of our mini-catechesis on the most precious blood of Jesus Christ, as you come to receive upon your tongues and in your persons the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bid you beg of God the Father the grace to understand and to embrace this bloody logic, the grace to accept every theoretical and practical implication which necessarily follows from it, and the grace to live a life made more fervent by a true and lasting devotion to the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for your salvation and mine, saying, Almighty everlasting God, who didst appoint thine only begotten Son to be the Redeemer of the world, and didst vouchsafe to be appeased by his blood, grant, we beseech thee, that by our solemn service we may so venerate the price of our redemption, and by its power be so defended from the evils of this present life on earth, that we may enjoy its fruits forevermore in heaven. O God, who didst vouchsafe to bestow upon blessed Anna such grace, that she was found worthy to become the mother of her who brought forth thine only begotten Son. Mercifully grant that we who celebrate her festival may be helped by her intercession with thee. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Saint Anne, Mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us.
Most precious blood of Jesus, save us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.